That's it.
Yeah. Usually. Yeah. Well, hello there. We are recording.
A physical place. It doesn't like, it's not like on Pluto or past that. What does it mean? Helu avak. It was magiad kise akovod. Kimuvan, it means something metaphysical, something spiritual. Ma'apshat. What's going on over here? What's the inyan of the avak? And the Ben Ish Chai writes that both Saros Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu were kicking up dust. And it was a battle of dust. Ma'apshat. Okay. So bon atchil, we're going to speak out some of the ideas from the Shvilei Pinchas. And he brings that Katub Bezoar, that this Saros Shel Esav was not Stam Malach. This Saros Shel Esav, his name was the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem was evil incarnate. We don't even say his name. He's so bad, so he's the one who shall not be named. We just call him the Samach Mem because that's part of his name. That's not his whole name. But that's what we call him. This is evil incarnate. So this was the war of the greatest good to ever walk the face of the earth, which is Yaakov Avinu, Muvchash Abavot, and the epitome of evil. So, where does avak come from? When a person kicks up dust, it comes from a person's feet, from his ekev. A person, when he's walking, so he kicks up dust. Ekev, where a person gets his dust from, so that is the source of all dust. Says the Chassam Sofer Dover Nifla. He says, what Saros Shel Esav was trying to do was he was trying to be oker. He was trying to uproot the Ekev from Klal Yisrael. He was trying to, in a very, very subtle way, he was trying to get rid of the Ekev of Klal Yisrael. Why is that? Because when Yaakov says to him, "Vayomer kiim berachtani," I want a bracha. Vayomer elav mashemecha. What's your name? Vayomer Yaakov. My name is Yaakov. Vayomer, and the Saros Shel Esav says back to him, "Lo Yaakov yeomer oid shemecha. Your name will no longer be Yaakov. Kiim Yisrael. From now on, your name is only Yisrael." Now that's not what Hashem told to Yaakov. Hashem told Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, but your name will be added to that, the name Yisrael. So Hashem told Yaakov, your name is going to start with Yaakov, remain Yaakov. And it's also going to be added Yisrael. But the Malach tried dropping the name Yaakov. He said, Lo Yaakov yeomer oid shemecha, no longer Yaakov. Says the Chassam Sofer, what was the Malach trying to do? Saros Shel Esav. This is the Samach Mem. This is evil incarnate. He was trying to get rid of Ekev. He wanted to stop the dust. He was trying to get rid of the Avak that Yaakov Avinu was kicking up. So he tried saying, no more Ekev. So even though Yaakov was asking for a bracha, he wasn't giving in so fast. The Malach Shel Esav, he was being cunning in trying to get Yaakov to give up on the Ekev. What's the pshat? So as follows. The Pasuk says, V'hoya Ekev Tishmiun. This is a Pasuk in Parshas. Ekev. V'hoya Ekev Tishmiun. Chazal say, that what does it mean, Ekev Tishmiun? You have to listen even to the mitzvahs, She'odom Dosh Ba'akevoy. Which means someone steps on them. There's mitzvahs that people think that they're not so important mitzvahs. The small mitzvahs. She'odom Dosh Ba'akevoy. The Ekev, the heel, is Mesamel. It represents the smaller mitzvahs, the little details, the things that people aren't always so careful about. That's what the Ekev represents. And that is really what the Yetzirah's Avoida is. Because we say about the Nachash, Hashem gave a klala to the Nachash which was also the Yetzirah. Hu yishufcha roish, v'ata tishufchanu akev. Which means, he'll cut off your head, you will bite him in his heel. What does that mean? The Yetzirah gets us in the heel. Yetzirah doesn't go for the head. He goes for the heel, the Yetzirah. Who is Shufcharosh? They'll cut off your head. You will bite him in the heel. Because how does the Eitz HaRa work? What's the umnus of the Eitz HaRa? The Gemara says, Hayoyim Amar Asei Kach. Machar Amar Asei Kach. And then the Eitz HaRa doesn't start off right away and tell someone, you know, you should stop wearing tefillin. He's not going to tell someone to stop wearing tefillin. What he tells him is, you know, this guy is like, he's a shtarka yeshiva bach. He says to him, you don't have to come, you know, before davening to do achanas for davening. Yeah, you can just come. You come regular time, you just go straight into davening. You don't have to come regular time. You can come a few minutes late. Anyway, Pesukin Zimra takes a long time. You don't have to come a few minutes late. You can come for Baruch Hu, just skip Pesukin Zimra. You don't have to daven with a minion. You don't have to daven. You don't have to put on tefillin. You don't have to be from. That's the way he goes. But his point of entry is the Akev. After Tishufenu Akev, the Eitz HaRa comes in at the heel. He comes in at the bottom. That's where the Eitz HaRa always comes in. And the Pasuk is telling you, us, Voya Akev Tishmiun, that we have to even keep even the mitzvahs that people think are not so important. That's what the Eitz HaRa, that's the fight. Says the Megala Amukos. He says that Yaakov Avinu, why was his name Yaakov? He was Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. He was holding on to the heels of Esav, which means Yaakov Avinu, he held on to even the heel. He wouldn't let the Eitz HaRa even have the heel. He was Ochezes, he was holding strong, Ba'akev, even in the Akev. That was Yaakov. So therefore the Eitz HaRa wasn't able to get him. The Samach Mem was trying to get Yaakov. He couldn't do it. So he tried to change his name. He's like, you're big. You can forget about, you're already Yisrael. Lo Yaakov Yomer Oichemecha. Just drop the little things. That's what the Eitz HaRa tried doing. But no. Says Megala Amukos. Where does the dust come from? The dust comes from the Ikev. This that there was, the Behiyovek Ishimoy, there was Avak, they were kicking up dust, was the Eitz HaRa is saying there are certain things which are called avak lashon hara. It's not lashon hara, really. It's avak lashon hara. It's something called avak ribis. What does that mean? It's not really ribis. It's just, it's a little teeny thing. It's a minute detail. You'd say it's not even really an avera. And the Eitz HaRa tells us, just do the avak. He's trying to kick up dust, the Eitz HaRa. He just wants us to do avak. And you know what happens when the Eitz HaRa kicks up dust? It reaches Ad Kisei HaKovod. The Eitz HaRa is able to do things that will cause such a ripple effect. It will start with just the smallest teeny little thing. Maybe it'll just start with just a person tells them, just don't be mezalzel in your davening. Just a little bit. And then before you know it, it's not davening at all. Ad Kisei HaKovod. Yaakov Avinu is kicking up other dust. And that's the struggle. Yaakov Avinu is not nevater even on a little bit. Even on the smallest little detail. Some people say there's important starim and there's not important starim. There's important days and there's not important days. Some people say, I do Sunday to Thursday, stark, strong. Friday, okay, it's not such an important day. You know, so I don't do Friday. Friday is the difference between life and death. Friday is the difference between good and great. Friday is when Yaakov Avinu was kicking up dust till Kisei HaKavod. It'll happen on Friday. That's the avak of Yaakov. He's not mevater on one moment. Esav, we know, is the nachash. As a matter of fact, the Medrash even tells us, Esav had a birthmark on the side of his leg in the shape of a snake. And Sarah shel Esav, that wanted to grab Yaakov and touched him on the side of his leg. What did he want to do there? He wanted to burn in him also the same insignia, the same symbol of a snake on the side of Yaakov's leg. And if you think about it, what happened to Yaakov after he touched him? He couldn't walk. We spoke about Ekev, the heel. Dosh Bakevo is when you step on things. And you don't walk properly. Esav tried biting Yaakov. Why was he biting Yaakov? That's a strange way to attack someone, to bite him? That's so weird. Why didn't he take out his sword? The reason is because this is Esav. Esav is a snake. And a snake attacks with its teeth. He tried biting Yaakov. How did Esav die? his head chopped off. The only way to kill a snake is to chop off its head. This is the milchama that's happening over here between Yaakov and Esav, where the pasuk says, on the nachash akadmoini, the pasuk gives him a klala. What's the nachash's klala? V'ofar toichal kol yemei chayecha. You will eat dirt or dust your entire life. The nachash, all he's trying to do is get us, just do a little aveira. Just make just a little small thing, and then another small thing. That's what he is. He eats dirt his entire life. So Yaakov Avinu in this week's parasha goes back for pachim kitanim. What are pachim kitanim? Vayavosu Yaakov levadoi. What did he do? Went back for pachim kitanim. Teeny little jugs of oil. Not such a big deal. It's just the small stuff. We can leave that behind. That's not so important. I'm doing the big things. Yaakov goes back for pachim kitanim. And that's where the war with Sarah Shel Esav begins and ends. It's with the little things, not with the big things. Pachim kitanim, gematria, satan. Rabbi Yisai, if we want to do melchama with the satan, it's in our pachim kitanim. It's in the things that people say, this is not such an important thing. It's just, it's a little, come on, it's like, this is the little Seder. I do the big Seder. This is the little thing. I go to davening. Maybe I don't dress appropriate for davening, but at least I come to davening. I'm doing the big things. The Yetzirah, the entire Melchama, the Yetzirah is there. That's when you're fighting your Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says, it says, Yetzir Lev Adam is Rami Nuruv, and the Yetzir is Machshivis Libo, Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim. It says the Peleoyetz, what's Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim? It's not so bad. Rakra, it's a little bad. It's not so bad. That's the Yetzirah. It's all he wants you to do. Just do the things that are not so bad. It's rakra, a little bit bad. Yetzirah is not going for your jugular. He doesn't do that. He starts on the ankle. He starts there and he kicks up dust and he kicks up dust. And before you know it, you're done. You want to fight the Yetzirah? That's where it is. The war, my friends, is Friday. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Yeah, that was amazing.